Good morning, everyone. Today is the 5th of April, 2024. It's Friday morning. TGIF, we have almost made it through another week. Well, we've talked about Melchizedek the last couple days. You know, that's a theme that runs in about three chapters of Hebrews. And I think it would be correct to say that Melchizedek was a representation of the pre-incarnate Christ. Just because of some of the scriptures we have, here he tells us in the seventh chapter, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, well, priest of the Most High God, I think that's Jesus Christ, who met Abraham, returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. You think Jesus Christ didn't have a relationship with the priest of the Most High God, Jesus Christ? It says, to whom, speaking of Melchizedek, Abraham gave a tenth part of all the first being by interpretation, king of righteousness, and then also the king of Salem, which is a king of peace. That's Jesus Christ. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God. That's Jesus Christ. And so, talks about the new covenant being a necessary change of the law. In verse 12, and it talks about the similitude of Melchizedek, who is not made after the law, but the power of an endless life. That's Jesus Christ. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. That's Jesus Christ. It says Jesus was made a surety of a better testament. That's the new covenant. It says this man, speaking of Jesus Christ, continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. And it says here that this high priest Jesus Christ is wholly harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens. So I'll turn this over to Mark, and he can read the entire chapter. But when we think of Melchizedek, we think of the pre-incarnate Christ, and we see evidence that Abraham actually did have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But there's one better than Moses, and that is Jesus Christ.
Hebrews chapter 7. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness. After that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth the priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. Verily, they that are the sons of Levi who receive the office of the priesthood have been commanded to take tithes for the people, according to law that is their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him and had the promises. Without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here men that die receive tithes, but here receiveth them, of whom is witnessed that he liveth. And as I may say, Levi also received the tithes, paid the tithes to Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of a necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily this annulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and profitless thereof. The law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. As much as yet without an oath he was made priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. They truly were made priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens. Who needeth not daily those high priests to offer up sacrifice first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. Law maketh men high priests which have infirmity. The word of the oath which was sent to the law maketh the Son who is consecrated forevermore. Thank you.
So I have a question, and that is, if Christ is an eternal priest, high priest to his elect, is there ever a time in their lives, his elect's lives, that he is not advocating for his elect? Is there ever a time in his elect's life when he's not the mediator for them? Is there and ever a time in the elect's life when he is not making intercession for his people? You have a good weekend. He already completed the work. It says he did this once when he offered up himself. Mm-hmm.